in her mouth. She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it, we all about it. They making plans, we sit and count. Our chair is stacking just like a mountain. You heard about it, she running her mouth. She
I didn't expect to be so emotional.
Cool as ever, she's too excited. Yeah. Her man
about what?
You know, Whitney Houston's so emotional this morning. About the gang being back together. I didn't know you were going to be back. You didn't know I was going to be back.
Correct.
So here we are.
Which leaves the one constant.
The team's all here.
The guy who's been working all week.
The one constant. The hardest worker of the bunch.
You're talking about me, right?
Joshy, what's the first thing?
Who else would I be talking about?
What's the first thing that comes to mind? What's the first thing that comes to mind?
We can't hear him. That is so apropos.
Josh, you want to put me on?
He wasn't here on Monday.
I hear you guys. Can you guys not hear him?
No,
we cannot hear Chewy.
Which
how about
fine.
Now?
Chew.
Hello.
There we go.
Oh, hey. Welcome.
I was
going to
say, Josh, what's the first thing that comes to mind when you hear the word grinders?
You and me.
Sandwich.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the one constant. Yeah. Just grinding it out. Cut my vacation short to come back because
no one believes you.
I said I needed them.
We grind.
You did.
Uh-huh. I'd never said that. But I've meant it.
Did you do it like the old school one? I bleepin' need you now tonight. Hey, Chew, I bleepin' need you more than ever. Is that what Josh did when he got you on the show? So the gang That's is all here, and there's a lot of stuff to recap. My goodness. Oh, wow. I'm in Italy. Gabe's in Vegas. Gabe, did you have the reaction that I had while I was watching the free agent market come and go, and the Green Bay Packers were relatively inactive and go, this is fine. I was the dog in the fire, in the living room on fire going, this is fine. Did you have that same reaction? Because I got to be honest, very, very underwhelmed by the Packers' participation in free agency thus far.
I mean, they picked up two of the needs that they needed. Got an offensive line, which is something we talked about, and picked up a cornerback.
So you're happy with this. You're proud of this. You're excited about
it. I'm not excited about it, but I also didn't have high expectations going into this free agent class because, well, there weren't any really big-time stars in the free agent class. So for them to pick up, you know, two huge impact guys the way they did a year ago, I wasn't expecting any sort of encore to that because, well, the free agent class kind of stinks. And we knew that going in, which is why we were hopeful that maybe they could pull off a trade for one of these guys. And then you see what the trade market was. And that was probably too rich for Goody's blood. So I wasn't shocked or surprised by any of this.
Gabe, Chew, do I need to do it?
Ready?
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah, total toad. That dumbest thing you've ever said, Gabe.
Whoa!
The trading class is the free agent class.
Okay.
Okay.
So there's still one out there.
No, there's no one out there anymore, but when you don't even
no,
call
Devontae
Adams.
There is.
Adams,
Trey Hendrickson is still out there.
You think that's going to happen?
I don't particularly, but that guy is still out
that's
there.
That's fine. You know what? I'm running an 880, or I thought I was running an 880. Is it 880, Jen?
You're talking about an 800 meter?
Yeah, 800 meter. That's what I was running. But I didn't realize the Packers are running a 13.1K. That's fine. I'll adjust. I'll lower my expectations for this year and bring it back where I thought the window would be fully open, and here we go.
What did you want them to do, Chew?
Trade for somebody. Trade for somebody.
So what, you were cool with giving up what?
Gabe, you're the one that said it over and over that the salary cap doesn't matter.
No.
Did you or did you not say that?
No, but I have said that. I am on the record for that. But I was also Devontae or bust. Like, I don't think anybody else out there is really worth much of anything after that.
Well, I forget who I asked yesterday, but would you guys have rather had Devontae Adams for $23 million or DK for $30 a year?
Devontae for $23.
No way.
One of those guys is going to get me 1,000 yards, and I feel real good about it. And then that's Devontae Adams.
Yeah. But I think Devontae was more of an $18 million guy than a 23 I would have been. Why is everyone knocking Metcalf?
I mean, he's good, but he's not like... But again, I think everybody needs to reset their expectations because Ja'Marr Chase is probably about to get $40 million. So everything else has to fall in line behind that. I don't think DK is worth, and because you harp on this all the time, Chew, about how the money that, Jordan Love gets and the expectation, you're getting paid like a top five quarterback. You got to play like a top five quarterback. DK Metcalf ain't a top five receiver, and now he's getting paid like a top five receiver.
Okay, so I really like Chew's analogy on the track, right? He's talking about, you know, the 880 yard or the 800 meter, and he thought that's what the race was, which is equivalent to winning the Super Bowl in 2025. But he's saying, oh, we're still doing a half marathon. My bad. I guess the goal is to win a Super Bowl over the next 5 years. And while I understand if that is the philosophy, you're not just building for the team in front of you, you're building for the future as well. It hasn't been working. And I know you guys always tell me that this there was a hard reset, a rebuild, whether the team wanted to admit it and say that word or not. So we are in a rebuilding process. But I guess my question to you is, how long does the rebuild process go? I have watched teams in the league been able to rebuild in small amounts of time, in small increments of time. Why can't the Packers do that? Why can't the Packers rebuild after the departure of Aaron Rodgers and resetting all of the things that they were doing? Why can't they do that? Why is it this, oh, we're going to give ourselves a big window. We want the window open for all these years, and maybe, just maybe, we'll stumble our way into a Super Bowl instead of doing what some teams are doing, which is we are going for it this year. And I think, Chew, when I look around the division, let's just take the giant league and it down to the NFC North. The Bears had an obvious need on the offensive line. What did they do in this free agent time? Address the offensive line. Boom, 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 boom. Addressed it. The Vikings, I saw an article yesterday that ranks the Vikings as one of the best teams to handle free agency. A top grade in free agency. In fact, when they went player by player, the Vikings had three of the top five in free agency as far as player acquisitions.
But if it's a bad free agent class, what do I care?
But my question to you is this, and I'm not telling you that the way you should run your team is to be like Wilson from Home Improvement, peering over the fence, looking to see what the neighbors are doing. But I'm saying the teams that you have to compete with directly are making moves. They are looking around going, we're going to upgrade these ingredients. While the Packers are going, no, no, no. Our ingredients are good. It's grandma's recipe. It's Grandma Goody's recipe. We just need to let it cook a little longer.
Am I taking crazy pills? They signed two players. Am I taking crazy pills?
Because if
we're going to just laud the Vikings for signing players, like, okay, the Packers signed two. The Vikings don't have a bleeping quarterback. They let the guy who led them to double-digit wins and with a game of the division walk out the door because they're going to trust that their rookie quarterback, coming off of a devastating injury that he needed a second surgery on, is going to be able to Packers, it's not a very good free agent class. The Packers were relatively active, I think. Like, not every free agent class is created equal. And how many times have teams won the offseason and then been crap during the regular season?
Yeah, but the Vikings weren't crap last year. So essentially, they were just upgrading at some of these positions. The list I have in front of me, guys, is not two players deep. They've got Aaron Jones on there as well as a re-sign. They've got Theo Jackson as a re-sign. Byron Murphy as a re-sign. Jonathan Allen, who I think has a lot left in the tank. Obviously, they went out and signed him. Ryan Kelly, Isaiah Rogers, Javon Hargrave, restructured Harrison Smith's deal, and I don't know how to pronounce this guy's name. Is it Taveri Thomas? Anybody know who that is? DB? No?
Yeah,
signed him?
So good. We know who this guy is.
I don't know who it is, but the Minnesota Vikings were given a grade of A by Yahoo Sports.
Cool. Cool. All right, you know who else was given an A? If we can go back and tell me every team that got an A in free agency and then won the Super Bowl next year, it's going to be a very small list.
Why are you minimizing free agency and the effect it can have on a team? Last year, Goody went out and was active in free agency, and we lauded those moves, and those guys were huge contributors to the Packers' success this year.
Yeah.
It is obviously a tool that they have in their tool belt.
And he didn't ignore it. He didn't ignore it. Did he? Did the Packers, did they or did they not sign two presumed starters in free agency?
At a position that wasn't a priority. Dave, let me ask you this.
We talked about offensive line being a priority, Chew. You harped on the offensive line depth.
We talked about the depth.
And you needed a starter there, too, because you were losing Josh Myers.
Let me ask you this. Was the Packers offensive line the top 10 offensive line last year?
Yes.
Because every place I look, right?
Yeah,
Where was the D-line?
Yeah, but like if
26.
But Chewy
26.
Signing,
Where do you think the receivers were? Where do you think the receivers
were? They were way down at the bottom. Like, look, yes, right. Were there a couple of... Chewy, yes. Were there a couple... What defensive lineman is out there that you feel, had they signed, would have been a huge upgrade?
I would go get Hendrickson right now.
Yeah,
today.
Okay, then go get Hendrickson. But, like, you the guys that we
happen?
Talked about... No, but the guys we talked about, the Max Crosby, the Miles Garrett, like, those guys didn't actually become available. That's the problem. Like, there's no defensive lineman that you would have immediately been able to sign and going, yep, that's going to make the Packers right, better.
But too, I think, Gabe, you just proved the point. The point that we're making is, you just said, go out and get Hendrickson. And then he says, do you think they'll get him? And you said, no. Because that's sort of the mindset that has been created for this Green Bay Packers
team. See, here's
team,
Gabe's
for the
problem.
Office.
Gabe thinks you can get Louis Vuitton at Shopko. You can't get
Louis Vuitton
at Shopko,
no, Chewy,
okay?
My
I love Shopko, but you can't get Louis Vuitton. You got to go to New York or you got to go to Chicago.
Yes,
you
got to
overpay.
Fine. I'm not saying don't overpay. I'm just saying we talked about how crappy this free agent class was. And now to sit here after free agency go, I can't believe they didn't sign anybody. Even though they signed two starters. Like, they got two starters out of the deal. We knew they weren't going to get Xavier McKinney. We knew they weren't going to get Josh Jacobs, a couple of All-Pros, because those guys didn't exist in this free agent class. It's a bad free agent class. Like, so did you, maybe Goody's still got something up his sleeve. Maybe he can go get Trey Hendrickson.
Right, if he does it and if he just rolls it right now, what are your expectations
for
this next season?
Not high.
The same as last year? About the same as last year?
Yeah, probably finish ahead of the Vikings.
Which stinks because last year, Gabe, you told us that this year was the year that they were building towards 2025. And I think we all agreed after watching how the season rolled out, and obviously there were some injuries that contributed to the way that 2024 went. But I was sort of going, hey, maybe Gabe's been onto something, man. Gabe has figured this out. Goody didn't care about 2024. He didn't care about 2023 either. They were just ahead of the curve when they beat the Dallas Cowboys in the playoffs and really made us excited about what was happening. But he was going, patience, Grasshopper. 2025 is the season. Well, if 2025 is the season, I want them to do more. I want them to go out there and show. And look, Hendrickson would cure all ails, if I'm being honest. If they went out and got Trey Hendrickson, I'd be like, you know what? I'll shut the hell up. Thank you, everybody. Good night. I will. But right now, I'm underwhelmed, and I don't think I'm alone in being underwhelmed.
So you wanted them to go get DK Metcalf?
I don't like the price that DK Metcalf
went
for.
All right. So you're out on DK. What about Devontae?
But Gabe, we don't know what Hobbs is. He's a slot. He plays in the slot. He rarely played in the corner. He played in the slot. So this is one of Goody's things. Projecting that this player can make the transition to corner. So we don't know the year. The thing that drives me nuts.
And honestly, he's got a good track record when doing that. He's got a good track record.
This is what drives me nuts. Because everyone wanted the C.J. Reed who went to Detroit.
Correct.
Whatever his name is. Everyone wanted him. And as soon as he signed with Detroit, what do you hear? Oh, he's only 5'9". He's only 5'9". We don't want him anymore.
Yeah, I heard the 5'9 thing, Chew, because that's like out of Goody's like thresholds during the draft.
Yeah.
DJ Reed has proven that he can play in this league. More than Hobbs has.
I was going to ask you, is there any chance you have Hobbs versus Reed numbers from Pro Football Focus?
Yeah, last year, DJ Reed was the 30th ranked corner, and Hobbs was 73rd.
Well, I thought you were going to do the scrolling.
Yeah, I could have, but I can. You can. There's a nice little search find a player on this, so I could just type in Hobbs and have the number come up.
So...
Yeah, excuse me, DJ Reed was 31st.
I don't know,
We still don't know, Chew, what they're going to do with Jair, right? That's still hanging out there.
Release him.
You think they are?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, from an expectation standpoint, I thought we were going to be more excited going into this year, where, I mean, to me, it's pretty much the same.
Yeah, they're a draft and develop team. And again, it was going to be tough for them to do better this year in free agency than they did last year. I just wanted them to do something more. Something at one of the positions. I guess, look, if they had addressed defensive end, the defensive line, if they had addressed wide receiver, I think you're walking away from free agents and going, okay, they checked a major need off the board with a major resource/tool in free agency.
But this is like going to a Mexican place and being upset that they don't have steak. I was expecting a big gourmet steak. No, that's not what this free agent class is.
You can get carne asada at most Mexican places.
But you're not having a nice little steak, sit-down steak. Like, this is...
This is like,
I wanted him to... Like, that wasn't available. The top-of-the-line wide receiver after Devontae wasn't available to you. Any sort of top-line defensive line upgrade wasn't available. Like, if those were the expectations, like, we had those conversations about how this was not the free agent class for those positions. They addressed the positions that were available to them in free agency. I can understand why that's upsetting and why that's frustrating, but at the same time, like, unless you can tell me somebody that you're really pissed off that they didn't actually get, like, this wasn't the class for it.
Well, if they went out and got Hendrickson, I'd be fine. I'd be like, okay.
Yeah, and there's still a chance, Chew. Still a chance.
That was a good one.
As long as he's available.
Yeah. A
lot of stuff for us to get to on this Friday. Gang's all here. Jason Wilde is going to join us in just a few moments, followed by Craig Karmazin. We still have Week in Re-Chew ahead. Stick around on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
St. Patrick's Day coming up on Monday. That means it's time to stop by Bunzel's this weekend, grab some corned beef briskets, some Reuben brats, Irish banger sausages, lamb roast chops, Gaben, and stew meats. Also pick up these homemade specials this week at Bunzel's. USDA Prime Black Angus Sirloin Steaks, $15.99 a pound. Hand-cut salmon fillets, $14.99 a pound. And 1/3-pound sirloin bacon cheddar burgers. Their burgers are the best at Bunzel's, $5.99 a pound. You can find Bunzel's 90th and Burleigh and find all the weekly specials and more on the website, bunzels.com.
Ready? Down.
All Packers, all the time.
He was a field-tilting player, and the reason why Gabe and many others are so concerned is that this guy's on the field, he changes the offensive dynamic. They are a different offense when he is there.
Okay, most of the time.
You know, Homer calls Matt LaFleur soft all the time. Matt LaFleur is like Vince Lombardi compared to me.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Chef Ed giving us a welcome back on the old Carbless Talk and Text Line, 800-990-3776. Liss is more. Thank you, Chef Ed. He said all is back to normal. And we have Jason Wilde hanging out with us now. Good morning, Jason. How are you today?
Well, I'm great. It's great to have the whole band back together. I never know who's going to be on this show lately.
Yeah, either do we.
Gabe didn't know I was here. I didn't know Gabe was here. It was wonderful. I thought there was a chance it was going to be me, Strofe, and Chew doing the show. Strofe and Chew. That's a fun name. Sounds like a car.
There was a day where it was Strofe and Homer.
Yeah, it was Monday.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're a mixed bag here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Jason, should we expect the Packers to do anything else before the NFL draft to improve this roster?
I wouldn't expect that, no. Maybe they do, but I think Gabe is probably right. I mean, if you listen to some of the things that Goody said at the scouting combine, he basically warned us that this, you know, if you guys enjoyed last year, it ain't happening again. He made it very clear that there weren't players available like Josh Jacobs and Xavier McKinney, in his estimation. And that's consistent with some of the things he said about how unusual it is for a player like Xavier McKinney to be available in free agency. I think, you know, when somebody tells you who they are, believe them, right? And when it comes to Goody, he doesn't want to be a huge player in free agency. He's more Ted than he is Ron. And certainly they filled a couple of needs with some not-so-sexy pickups. But this was not going to be the same level of excitement or sexiness that we had seen last year or in 2019. Like, this is, he obviously needed to fill some holes, and he did that. Very high price for one of them, and Chewy's, in my opinion, at guard. But no, I wouldn't, you know, there might be some bargain shopping that goes on, but I wouldn't get my hopes up if I'm a Packers fan.
Jason, what are you hearing about Jair? Anything? Could they keep him?
I mean, do I think that's likely? No. But, you know, every time I say I talk to somebody in the building, the next thing I know it's on social media. And then people think that the Packers are going to get Max Crosby still. But I do know that the coaches have stayed in touch with him. And that, to me, says that they're at least entertaining the possibility. that in the end he ends up coming back. Now, I still don't think that's a likelihood, but like I'm guessing, and I don't want to, this is a purely a guess, but I'm guessing that there weren't a lot of people calling Josh Myers from inside 1265 Lombardi Avenue, right? I think they probably, it probably wasn't to the degree of what Micah Hyde experienced when with six games left in the season, he was informed that they wouldn't be re-signing him in his final year in Green Bay, which that was smart. But I think they're probably, you know, hedging, maybe is the best word to use, that, hey, maybe they don't get any offers in trades, which clearly has not happened yet. And maybe they decide, because I know this, I know that the coaches believe that he can still play at a very high level, to which I would reply, when he plays, mm-hmm. which are three really important words.
Wide receivers, Jason, they're just going to run this back and add it through the draft, I take it, at this point?
Yeah, I mean, did you have Cooper Kupp to the Cowboys on your bingo card?
I did not, no.
Me either. But I also didn't have him to the Packers, despite his connection to Matt LaFleur, because he's already celebrated his 30th birthday, and we don't want guys like that. They're ancient.
Well, in fairness, like if they've had an issue with Jair being healthy, well, that's somebody who's been less healthy correct. Than Jair over the last 3 years.
Yeah, very fair. So, yeah, I think they are. They'll probably draft a guy, but again, they've only got 8 picks, and they do have other needs, and We all know that they pick the best player available. Need never factors in at all into their selection.
Never, not once.
No, just hey, we need it. If the kicker is the best guy on the board, we're taking him. But I would also say this. I really do expect, and I think I told you guys this earlier in the week, but I can't remember who the hell was on the show. I do think that their plan is to make this a more tight end centric offense. And I'm not saying that they don't care about wide receiver. That's not what I'm saying. But I think they really, really believe in Tucker Kraft. I think they have really high hopes that after a lacerated kidney and his rookie year and a bad ankle for most of last year, that they can get Luke Musgrave healthy and productive. I think Matt LaFleur probably feels that marries up pretty well with what they want to do in the run game with Josh Jacobs. So I do think you may see a shift in emphasis, which would make getting wide receivers a little bit less important. But I don't see their behavior, I think, was affected by there wasn't a great crop of free agent wide receivers available.
Correct.
So and they chose, I still don't agree with it, and I know neither do you, that they were not in any way interested in Davante Adams. And so if that's what you choose to do, and then there's not many appealing options, I mean, my God, MVS is off the board. I just don't think there's anything to do there at this point.
Jason Wilde hanging out with us here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Jason, we had Adam Schefter on the show. Was that Wednesday, guys? I assume he was on Wednesday.
Yes.
And then yesterday, what he said about Aaron Rodgers got picked up and shared pretty much everywhere. Are you surprised that Rodgers has not made a decision about his future?
No, not at all. Like, I we all kind of think logically, hey, he's not in demand. Like, what is he waiting for? I thought Adam's point was very good. Like, I think it was very fair. But this isn't someone who operates the same way, right? I mean, that's just not who he is. Now, I would argue this. I'm not sure that it's so much him just being him and not, you know, have you tried FaceTiming him kind of thing? I think it might be, and again, I don't know this, and Fox News is not something that I watch frequently, but I know Brett Favre was on there and said that he would encourage or support or something to that effect Aaron going to Minnesota to complete the Favre journey. I think that there's a chance, and this is just my opinion. I have not texted with Aaron. I don't really care what he does, but if he goes to Minnesota, you know I'm going to be excited about that storyline. I wonder if he's looking at that team and thinking, you know, that's the place where I could really thrive, right? Kind of like Favre thought back in 09 or, and really the summer of 08 before he went to the Jets because he was trying to force his way to Minnesota. Like, you know, you think that he wouldn't love Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison and, you know, being reunited with Aaron Jones. Like, I understand that the Steelers just got DK Metcalf and they have George Pickens, but you guys tell me, do those guys feel like the types of wide receivers that, like, George Pickens feels to me like a guy that would really irritate and annoy Aaron Rodgers.
100%.
Am I wrong?
No, you're right.
No, they're not precise route runners. They're kind of just bullies.
Right, exactly, yes. Right? And so I'm not saying he's not going to end up there. I'm just saying that doesn't sound – like, I know he loves Tomlin, but I just wonder if it's not so much, God, this guy's so weird. He just, you know, you would think he'd pick up the phone and make it – I saw Dan Graziano, who I love, say, just make a decision, right? I think he might be just slow playing this because he wants to make sure that other options that might be more appealing are exhausted before he makes a decision.
You think he worries at all, Jason, about his legacy if he does do the Vikings route? If he does sort of do what we all thought was not possible, which was following the Brett Favre blueprint of going to the Jets and then the Vikings. Do you think he's concerned that, like, that would affect his legacy?
No, I mean, all he has to do then is go to the NFL Honors and have Jordan Love shake his hand on stage, and then they'll fill up the stadium and pay. Would they pay $12 since people paid $4? Sit outside. Well, far.
I mean, inflation and inflation, Jason. You know, it could be $12.
Ticket prices at Lambeau have gone up a lot.
That's true. Time. Yeah, since that time. Yeah.
That's a really good question, Jen. I don't know what he's thinking about nowadays, frankly. Right. Like, I do think this. I think that time heals all wounds. I mean, look, it would seem that Brett Favre could do just about anything, and people will still like him. I don't know if Aaron has that same level of adulation. But I just have a really hard time picturing him fading off into the sunset after the way the Jets thing went. And maybe that's just me making assumptions about him, thinking I know him better than I do. But I just feel like that's got to gnaw at him. And I think he's probably also a little bit, I don't want to say embarrassed, but certainly motivated by the fact that if you go back and look, I mean, he doesn't move like he did before. But again, he was coming off an Achilles tear, and he started and played all 17 games. I do wonder if there's not a level of, that was not entirely me, and I want to show everyone one last time just how blank and good I am.
Jason, we appreciate you hanging out with us. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, everybody, take care. Be good.
Listen to Jason Wilde on Wilde and Tausch right after Jen, Gabe, and Chewy every single morning here on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. We got to get to Craig Karmazin. Still a lot of stuff to get to. I'm laughing about this, though, you guys. I went to ESPN.com to check out the Bucks storyline. Watched the game last night. It was great. They won against the Lakers. No LeBron. But the the headline on ESPN.com says this. Are you ready for this?
Hit me.
Luka Doncic delivers highlight reel moments in Lakers-Bucks first half.
Cool. Cool, cool, cool. I mean,
that's
he had like 28.
That's the headline.
The first half.
On the game from last night where the Bucks beat the Lakers.
Beat the brakes off the Lakers, by the way. It wasn't a close game. It wasn't even close.
We'll talk to Craig Karmazin about that coming up next.
X-Golf, two locations in Milwaukee, Brookfield and Mech 1. Check them out online. XGolfBrookfield.com, XGolfMech1.com. I was just hanging out with the X-Golf guys playing a little golf in Vegas. So my season has started. And I know the warm weather here is making you think, ooh, season's going to be starting soon. Make sure you're ready by visiting X-Golf and taking on the state-of-the-art simulators that they have. Make sure your game is as sharp as it could be. Or maybe you get a lesson from my guy Mike Meisen, ex-golf in Brookfield. Make sure your swing is dialed that time. That way, by the time you're playing outside, you are ready to go. What's also great, though, about ex-golf, Brookfield Mequon, great food, drink menus as well. They've got great specials going on most Fridays as well. Check them out online. Book your tee time, exgolfbrookfield.com, exgolfmequon.com.
It's Friday, and that means it's time to check in with GKB President Craig Karmazin.
Gabe, you're right. I actually just looked at the stats. No hypocrite has ever won a championship.
Fridays with Mo.
Mark Attanasio, the last thing he wanted to do was play a video and tribute Craig Counsell in any way. So I give Mark Attanasio a ton of credit.
Craig Karmazin on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy is sponsored by Landworks Landscape Services. Their creative and talented team will design, build, enhance, and maintain beautiful landscapes in southeastern Wisconsin. Learn more and see their work at landworkswisconsin.com.
It's Friday.
Yesterday for basketball fans around the state. Marquette got the dub in the Big East tournament. Wisconsin got the dub in the Big Ten tournament. And the Bucks got the win last night at Fiserv Forum over the Lakers, 126-106. Craig, were you at the game last night?
I was there. I was able to watch Luka Doncic's highest scoring game of the Los Angeles Lakers.
I did see that, yes. Bucks looked good. And that third quarter, when they put up 31 to the Lakers 19, it's over. I was doing the Vince Carter thing in my living room. Over. How are you feeling about the Bucks after what you're seeing from this iteration of this team? Kyle Kuzma, obviously Giannis healthy, even though they've still sort of got limits on how often they want him out there so that he's fresh for the rest of the year. How are you feeling about this Bucks team right now?
I'm feeling good about this team. I mean, I can't put that much into last night's game. You know, Rui Hachimura was out. Jackson Hayes, the Lakers' legitimate big man, was out along with LeBron. So, I mean, it was a limited Lakers team that has been playing really well defensively that came in here. So, I think this stretch is going to tell us everything, right? I mean, you had the Pacers game that they lost on the road. Now you'll have the Pacers at home tomorrow, and then you'll have the Oklahoma City Thunder. You will have the Golden State and the Kings on the road and the Suns on the road. You'll have the Knicks. Like, this stretch is a really difficult stretch.
Craig, did they do anything last night, or are they going to, in the future, to honor Junior Bridgman, which is a sad story? I didn't realize. I knew he was successful, but...
Billion, man, with a B, Chew?
Unbelievable. How successful he was.
Yeah, I mean,
anything to honor?
Yeah, there was a moment at last night's game to honor Junior, and it's just like so beyond tragic. Yeah. So as you mentioned, you know, if you look at the list of the wealthiest former professional athletes, like, people expect it's going to be Shaq or Michael Jordan at the top of the list, but you actually find, like, Junior Bridgman up there, right? Like, and, you know, and Michael Jordan might be slightly ahead, but, I mean, Junior Bridgman did not make the money that any of these other guys made, but what he did as an entrepreneur, as a philanthropist, is incredible. And then just, you know, obviously the timing, you know, it was just this past offseason where he invested in a really meaningful stake in the Milwaukee Bucks, and it was so exciting to have him on board. And, you know, he was coming out from Louisville to the games. He was bringing some of his high school and buddies out to the game, and he was loving it. And it's just like such a beyond tragic, you know, thing for him, his family, you know, the whole basketball community, and, you know, all of, you know, everyone who he's touched.
They did wear patches on their uniforms last night, also saying Bridgman. They showed those on the broadcast.
Yeah, and those are going to be for the rest of the season. Craig, so I've been out of town, you know, for the most of the week, but, you know, still access to my email. So I was a little surprised when I saw an email come across, a press release from the Milwaukee Brewers, saying that they had partnered with Good Karma Brands, and that through that partnership, there are going to be some Brewers games available over the air on television. What can you tell me about the partnership with the Brewers?
So you guys know, as important as any partnership we have, you know, in Milwaukee with anybody is our partnership with the Milwaukee Brewers. You know, it goes back decades and decades, and, you know, Bob Uecker was synonymous with that relationship with WTMJ, which is our sister station. And, you know, I've heard you all talking about, you know, having guests in studio talking about everything going on at spring training and opening day and all that. And so it's a really close relationship. So when the Brewers were looking, you know, the Brewers had the opportunity to put 10 of their games on over-the-air TV. And so that's a really cool, different thing, right? Because it's been years and years since that happened, right? It's been, these games have been on cable forever. And when the games were on Fox Sports Wisconsin, most people could get Fox Sports Wisconsin, right? And then over time, cable became a lot more fragmented and people cut the cord. And there's all different sorts of ways that we get our games and get our sports and get our TV. So eventually Fox Sports Wisconsin became Bally's Wisconsin, which is now FanDuel Sports Network, which is still available for people who have them, but it's not available for everyone, right? If you have YouTube TV or you have, you know, no subscription, you know, you can't get Brewers games. And so in the current deal that the Brewers have, they had the ability to put 10 games on over-the-air television. And they had the ability to go to a local TV station and partner with them. What they instead decided to do was come to us and partner with us. As you all know, being part of Good Karma Brands, we are a nationally recognized, leading, best-in-class sports media company. So with us being right here in Milwaukee, they said, hey, why don't we just instead go to Good Karma and they can get us the best deal. And so that's ultimately what happened. You know, so we partnered with the Brewers. And we said, hey, we'll get you the best distribution. And for sports fans in Milwaukee, this is incredible. And I give Fox 6 all the credit in the world, Jen's alma mater. I give them all the credit in the world because they have cleared out their legitimate, like, nightly lineup. So there's going to be the Brewers, you know, home opener on March 31st will be on Fox 6. And then we're going to have Tuesday night baseball on Fox 6. So 9 different Tuesday nights instead of the normal lineup. I mean, I don't know if it's normally Melrose Place or what they have on there, but they're going to blow that out. And we're going to have Tuesday night baseball, Milwaukee Brewers games. And the cool thing is, if you just have over-the-air TV with an antenna, you can get it. If you have YouTube TV, you can get it. You have Hulu Live. I mean, Fox 6 is available everywhere. So for people who don't get to watch all the Brewers games anymore, we just wanted to get them, and the Brewers wanted to get them in the hands of as many fans as possible.
When do you think Melrose Place went off the air?
Yeah, Greg? What year do you think it is? Who is on the Brewers roster? Is Greg Vaughn still hitting home runs?
I thought Cirillo might be still there, and I thought
the icon,
you know, 90210 into Melrose Place might be shocking our culture right now.
Melrose Place went off the air May 24th. 1999.
Okay, so it was on the air. The
okay,
last
so it was 25
year.
Years ago.
Yeah, the AmFam Field didn't exist year. Yet. It was still County Stadium.
But the last year of the last millennial, it was on. So that was kind of recently.
26 years ago, Craig.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So it was all. All right.
How many stations did Good Karma Brands have in 1999?
No Google. All right, Chewy, what does Fox have on Tuesday nights right now?
Everyone loves Raymond.
You too.
Okay.
I mean, it's probably something
it's like the Masked Singer.
That's exactly what I was
Yeah,
it's
like
say.
The Masked Singer.
It's like the Masked Singer or The Floor or some variation of a game show.
All right, I will admit those are both better guesses than but worse than Chewy's. At least I beat Chewy.
Well, come on. What are we bragging about?
With Big Splash free agency pretty much done, what are your expectations for this team next year, the Packers, I'm saying? The same as last year, better or worse?
So I had this whole idea where I was going to be like, oh, well, think about the Eagles. They were like the Packers last year. They lost in the first round of the playoffs. People thought they were regressing. People thought Jalen Hurts wasn't stepping up.
Hold on, you're wrong.
Wait, no, I know.
Because that was a coordinator issue. It had nothing to do with the roster. It was totally a coordinator issue. Don't try to sell that. I ain't buying.
They also then did add Saquon Barkley, the best offensive free agent, and Zach Bond, the best defensive free agent of the year. So my argument was not going to be a good argument if I was going to try to make that argument. I don't know. I look at the Packers, and I'm like, there's not a lot to be excited about. But I also think last year at this time, if you're the Minnesota Vikings, what were you excited about? Like, I just think we overrate how you feel about teams in March compared to what we see on the field, right? Like, the Vikings were clearly behind the Lions, the Packers, and then the Bears as the fourth team in this division. And then the season played out, and it was not even close to that. So I look at the Packers right now as like, oh, you know, maybe they're the worst team in the division. I don't know. Everyone else seems to be getting better. But that's just not like how it always ends up playing out.
By the way, Kitchen Nightmares and Doc, part of the Fox Tuesday night lineup. The Kitchen Nightmares is a Gordon Ramsay thing.
Yeah, Chef Ed, that seems to be his, you know, wheelhouse, weighing in, saying that the Gordon Ramsay show is on Tuesday.
Yeah, there we go. So unfortunately, you'll be missing that throughout the summer.
So you were close. If Melrose Place was a cafe or a restaurant, people are, instead it was an apartment complex, famously, Craig.
I believe Andrew Shue may own a restaurant.
Do people watch like CBS and ABC and stuff like that? I can't tell you last time I even turned those on.
I do Jeopardy.
I mean, I think they do for live sports, right? I think live sports is what is generally driving television, which is why.
Yeah.
Rights continue to go up. So I think that's what drives things. And that's why Fox, you know, and Fox was only able to do this because this is a little inside, but Fox actually owns Fox 6. Like, it's not like some local company that owns it. And normally you'd have to pay Fox a bunch of money if you were going to bump their programming. But I think the reason they were able to do that is because Fox actually owns Fox 6.
Oh.
So they were able to do this, which is really, really cool.
Craig, we appreciate you. Congratulations on the deal with Fox 6 and the Milwaukee Brewers. I'm sure there are a lot of people excited to watch the Brew Crew on Fox this season. We'll talk to you again soon. Have a great weekend.
Monster weekend for the Bucks. See ya.
Yes, monster weekend. Who did they say again? Pacers and Thunder?
So Pacers, yes. Pacers, Thunder. Mm-hmm.
Both at home. Get out to Pfizer Forum. All right, we'll take a break. Lots of stuff to still get to in the second hour of the show. Still want to break down some of the Bucks. I'm sorry. Still want to break down some of the Packers' potential moves and how we feel about them going into the NFL draft. How many days till the draft? You guys know?
41.
Is that a guess?
Yeah, somebody said on Wednesday 43, and I don't know the accuracy, so I'm basing it off of that.
We'll take a break. Be right back after this.
If you're shopping for a pre-owned vehicle, pay close attention to Ewald's 72-hour used car sell-off. It ends this Saturday. Everything must go. All makes and models, all price ranges, with payments starting at just $99 a month. You can even bring your tax refund as your down payment. Get more for your money during Ewald's 72-hour used car sell-off. It ends this Saturday. It's only happening at every Ewald location. And you always get started with Ewald because it's easy. EwaldAuto.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Hey, everyone who I let try borscht likes it. They don't love it, but it's a liver.
What an endorsement.
This is your pitch. But
hold on.
Hey, Jen, like, guys, good luck. I don't even have to talk anymore.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Absolutely pumped to watch college basketball's best players shine on the court, chasing the ultimate trophy. It is tournament time, and where are you going to be watching all the magic happen? Potawatomi Sportsbook, of course. It's your place to catch all the high-flying action with a massive video wall, all those sports betting kiosks, drink specials, and more. It's a basketball fan's paradise. Bet above the rest, only at Potawatomi. What is the longest travel day you have ever had? Chu, you've been to the Mediterranean. When you have flown overseas, how long has your travel day been?
The worst one?
Yeah. Worst one, for sure.
Hawaii.
Well, wait. Yeah, that's a long one, too.
Yeah.
How long does that take?
Well, we were taking the red eye with all the kids out of Maui. Got on the plane. It was a brand new plane. It was luscious. It was great.
Hey, focus.
I know, but we had the pods, right? Had the pods.
Okay.
In first class. And then they came on at about midnight and said, we got a the plane. Something was wrong with the plane. They're bringing a new plane in. 2:30 in the morning, they bring a new plane in. We load the plane up, and it's not the pods. It's just the regular plane. And then the pilot comes on and says, our ground crew didn't weigh the luggage that they put on the plane, and the pilots only have so many hours they can fly in a day, and the pilot's time has expired. We sat in that airport for a day and a half before we got out of there. So then they threw us out of first class. I had the last row middle seat. Imagine going from pods to the last row middle seat next to the bathroom, the steam coming out of my ears. We will never fly that airline again. Absolutely horrible.
Okay. Well, that makes my trip coming back seem very tame. But I left the mountains. I left the Italian Alps at 2 a.m., right?
Okay.
Bringing my suitcase, you know, because everything's cobblestone.
Yeah.
At 2 a.m., get in the shuttle, get to the airport in Turin, Italy, which, by the way, didn't open until 4 a.m. We got there at 3:15.
So oh, no.
My driver was like trying to check all the doors and they were all locked and he had to sit with me for 45 minutes in the parking lot. You want to talk about steam coming out of the ears?
Yeah.
He was not
happy
about that.
How is an airport only, how small is this airport?
No, it's a big airport, but like they open at 4.
I disagree.
2 hours before.
You can't be a big airport and like, hey, we actually shut down here. You're not allowed in until 4 a.m.
6 a.m. is their first flight. That's their rule. 2 hours before. My travel time yesterday, Chu, I set the old timer on the phone because I was like, let's just see how long it takes for me to get home. It was 17 hours and 45 minutes from the time I left the mountain and walked into my house in Mequon. 17 hours and 45
That's
minutes.
That's a long day. One thing about Europe, Jen, I don't know if you noticed, they board a plane 100 times quicker than we do here in America.
They do board them fast, yep. I thought you were going to say one thing about Europe, Jen, is the people stink. And that's also true because there was a lot of body odor in the airport.
What do they do differently that makes them so efficient
they
at boarding
hustle,
an airplane?
They don't sit in the aisle and dilly-dally like, I got to put my bag up. That's
but
what
also
they do. They
in
put
the
their
airport,
stuff and they get the hell out of
well,
the way.
Well, that is true. But also in the airport, Chu, there were 5 lines. What do you call it? Boarding group 1.
Yeah.
2, 3, 4, 5.
Yes.
And as soon as one is through, and by the way, we're scanning passports too, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not just like, we're scanning boarding passes, but you got to show your passport. And so boop, 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 as one is done, then 2, then 3, then 4. So it's very efficient. The other thing is on those big planes, you got people going both ways because you got 2 lanes.
Yeah.
Instead of the 1 lane down the middle, you got 2 lanes. So you got people going down the close lane and you got people going down the far lane.
Mm-hmm.
I do have people asking if Jen left the Paris airport. Thanks, Ron and the Key, for asking. Jen did not go through Paris. Jen changed her flight because it would have been too tempting to be in Paris and not leave the airport, and then I certainly would not have gotten home. So I changed my flight and went through Frankfurt instead.
At least you know yourself well enough to make that decision.
Well, that, of course, is the benefit of being around you guys all the time, because even if I don't know, you tell me.
Make sure you're aware.
What an insult
to
Frankfurt.
Airport, though. That's a great airport.
Poor Frankfurt taking a stray shot for nothing.
I know.
Because you're like, there's no chance you're going to want to leave Frankfurt. I didn't realize Frankfurt was such a big city.
Massive.
Yeah. Wow. Big buildings. Skyscrapers. All right, we'll take a break. Roll on. Ready for this.